Yeah, all right. And to be fair, of course, you had to put up with me twice. I want to balance the scale up a little bit. So since DigiCert is a sponsor of the conference, I have three DigiCert hats here, which I will give away to the first three people who come up to me after this session today and can give me a proper Australian g'day. Not like SAT. It has to be Australian, no New Zealand. And ask me about one of these research projects. So in keeping in mind with the previous presentation, again, there's some additional research that is going on. I spoke about one aspect that was being carried out. Again, this is also being led by Dartmouth and New York University. And again, it is focusing on those CAs. One of the things that came out of the compromises, it was found that revocation processes for internet CAs are terribly lacking. And in particular, OCSP was found to be quite deficient. And there really is not a very good plan or implementation, at least, of managing trust anchors in a dynamic way that users could actually control. The browsers really have control of that, and they didn't necessarily respond as quickly as folks wanted. CAB Forum is a forum of the internet browsers and those CAs that are trusted in operating systems and browsers. And again, here's those same four principles that they're working on as a result of these attacks. You'll notice that one of those, the second one there, is to find ways to improve revocation mechanisms in the existing infrastructure. And so they have formed a working group to take a look at that. The participants come from the Internet CA browser group. Browsers, the CAs, research and EDU are participating, IATF and the major aligning parties are all participating in the working group. They're having monthly conference calls. The things that they are looking at is data availability and in different formats, access to revocation services without latency, taking into account the high maintenance costs that typically come into play for high available services, and how they can really manage this set of trust anchor routes, perhaps independent of browsers or in conjunction with browsers. Some of the initial proposals that have been looked at have been looked at in time frame reference in terms of what can be addressed short term, what would take a midterm to implementation, and what's a little bit further out, keeping in mind that this is not starting points for each of these initial proposals. Each of these proposals are, in theory, being worked on right now as we speak. This is when we would expect to see them reaching their fruition if we worked on them today. And so some of the things that were looked at short term is lightweight OCSP. We have RFC 5019 that defines some things in that, yet there were some deficiencies there. Actually, I'm going to go through these individually if I have time. So the first thing that the working group looked at is what are the best practices that the internet CAs are undergoing, or what would be best practices to implement. Having multiple sources of revocation status data, whether that be CRL or OCSP and multiple versions of that. Pre-computing responses for OCSP is a best practice, and publishing them every few hours or a day at most. Having geographically dispersed points that folks can pull from, so as long as the idea being you get the revocation status provision service as close as possible to the person who is trying to pull that data. And perhaps looking at different mechanisms for distributing that revocation data, whether that is over content distribution networks or taking advantage of OCSP stapling. Some of the issues that were pointed out, there is a major browser right now that still does post and does not do get. If we can do get, then CDNs become very easy to support. There are different encoding that might come into play. That being the case, although the closer that we've looked at that, that seems a smaller and smaller issue. And then, again, there are high costs of deploying OCSP services if you're going to physically host them. Therefore, the stapling and using the caching via CDNs is a better way to go. Some opportunities, let's try and get OCSPs kind of like CRLs, but just as small as possible, so that you don't actually have to do a request and you can just do a pull out of a CDN. So short-term approaches, promote best practices in, as I just went through, in the community to update 5019 with the pieces that it's missing, and then address implementation issues by actually working on server implementations to support these things. Midterm approaches, we're working on an RFC, and long-term approaches, really just discussions at this point. That's it.